I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the most well-rested podcast on the planet. The man in front of me can't get enough sleep.
Exactly.
Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. I put my glasses on. That way you can't see the bags under my eyes.
That's smart. That's
so
smart.
I don't look like I'm lying.
You know what you should do to help you get some real rest, Mike? Can you sell a poly-sleep mattress?
A poly-sleep mattress. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Poly-sleep is running a sale right now, and they're helping people get better sleep. They also have these antimicrobial mattresses, Mike. So if you're a dirty son of a bitch,
yeah,
and you're coming everywhere,
I'm full of microbes.
It doesn't stay. The microbes don't go. They're anti. It fights the microbes.
God damn, I'm just fucking scratching and itching all the time.
It's the Third Reich of beds. It's like, yeah, you're not allowed here, sir. Yeah. Microbes away. It's very, very, very German style. Very strict. They got rules.
Yeah, Polysleep, an amazing company from Montreal. Yeah. They make the beds here, or the mattresses here.
They deliver them to you.
They deliver them to your house in a little box. You have, you can try them out for 100 days if you're not satisfied. After 99 days, you send it back. They give you a refund. And they don't sell that fucking old shitty mattress to someone else.
No.
They give it to either homeless, well, like places where they need mattresses.
They're good. I've bought mattresses for people. I bought pillows for myself. We passed the 100 days. No one's complained. Mm. Everyone's liked it. I know fans have sent me photos of them using our promo code to buy mattresses. They seem happy with them. So the promo code is 2DRINK. And Poseidon, I think that's 20 or 25% off, right?
About that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's 25%
off.
So yeah. These people are just losing money
losing money
to help you sleep.
They're good at making mattresses. Very bad at business.
Polysleep.ca. Use the promo code 2DRINK.
Yay.
So, dude.
Yeah, I'm Mike Ward. You're Pantelis. He's Poseidon. We are going to PFL 4. PFL, for people that don't know what that is, it's like UFC, except they pay their fighters better. They do they do a season. It's all like Anthony Pettis is fighting. Yeah. We're going to be sponsoring Olivier Aubin-Mercier, the Canadian gangster.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be fighting Pettis, who's the former
Holy
UFC
shit.
Champion. I thought it'd be amazing if he fights Pettis. He beat the former PFL champion. Now he's going to beat the former UFC champ. And they do sort of a round robin thing. And then every weight class, the winner at the end of the season wins $1 million.
Yeah, so they actually give money away. And the way it works in the pro fight league is, instead of it just being randomly chosen, all right, you'll be third contender. If you win here, maybe I'll make you.
Yeah.
The way it works is you have the round robin. You collect points for victories, points for knockouts. And then the top people, so you could qualify for the, even if you lose, you still have a chance of qualifying for the final tournament.
Yeah.
And then you win the final. So it's like soccer or any other sport, but they apply those rules in the fighting league. So it's a bit more fair. It's just you have more fights in the year too, so it's crazy.
Yeah, and last week we were, I don't know where we were talking about, hey, it'd be cool to go, it'd be fun to go. So then we decided, hey, let's fucking go. So we were flying down to fucking Atlanta. I've never been to Atlanta.
I've been very little to Atlanta. I don't have the experience of the mean streets of Atlanta.
I want to buy, like, since I'm vegan, and whenever I watch videos, I want to eat vegan soul food. I always see black,
it exists.
I always see black ladies making fucking vegan food that makes it look like as good as fried chicken, and I'm like, fuck. As soon as, like, that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to rent hotel rooms. I want to rent like a mansion or a house or something.
Yeah.
Because I was like, fuck, I want to buy food and then freeze it and then ship it back.
Oh, that's smart.
And then we'll be seven people. You'll be like my mules. I'll be like, here.
You take some? Because we're going to be a lot of people. Yeah. The whole crew's going down.
Everyone from Two Drinks. So the three of us plus Jason and everyone from Suzekut. So Jan, Michel. Well, all the guys from Suzekut. Yeah.
And also Preach is coming down with us. So we have the whole crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool.
This is going to be very fun.
Very cool. We're flying down first class too.
I know that Oli is the Canadian gangster.
Yeah.
Would he get mad if I had a Quebec flag during the fight?
No.
Do I need a Canadian flag?
No, I don't. No.
I would like to have a Quebec flag.
Yeah.
Represent while we're down there.
I think the only reason why he's the Canadian gangster is he was like, if I call myself the Quebec gangster,
some people won't know what's going on.
Most Americans won't even know what the fuck Quebec is.
Yeah.
And every Canadian will be angry. Like every guy from Saskatoon that loves the UFC will be like, that fucking separatist. So I think that's why he called himself the Canadian.
All right, good. We're going to have a Quebec flag. It'll be fun. I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I'm an animal at sporting events.
We should have a flag like the Quebec Mafia.
Yeah. We're going to have him in Shades. It's going to be a good, going to be a crazy event. It's going
to be very cool. I think too, like, I haven't been to like a MMA thing in years because of COVID. Like it's been like 3-4 years, but I think we should go early.
Oh, for
like
sure.
Even for the undercard.
For sure. I want to watch it at all. I want to enjoy myself that night.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen professional fights. All the fights that I've seen, all the murders, I've seen them up close, but none of them were professional. All very unprofessional. But I want to see actual professionals fighting. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. And plus, since we're sponsors, like I told Ali, tell the people as soon as, like the day before tickets go on sale, I want those first tickets.
Yeah.
So we're going to be like right on ESPN and ESPN2 and TSN and RDS. In the front with him with the shades and Yan.
Hey. Yan angry.
Yeah.
Beaucoup de noir. Yan, we're in Atlanta. Okay, I know, but fuck.
I'm anxious to go to a place of Preach.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Because like Am and Preach are getting pretty big.
Oh, they're known.
And Atlanta is a black town, so they're going to lose their shit.
They're going to lose their shit with Preach. But also, people don't know because Preach, me, you, Preach, and him are on tour all the time for your tour. So we already have a very tight, ridiculous unit that we have a lot of fun. So imagine that in another city, we're going to watch a fight. Plus, you throw in Yan, Michel, Jason. It's going to be anarchy.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
Yeah, well, you got to bring the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Preach in Atlanta, he's going to be the Mike Ward of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I'm going to do, like, sort of act like I'm doing security for him.
Yeah.
let's flip it. Let's not go that way. Those people look annoying. They'd be like, why does that big black guy have a fucking fat little white man?
I don't know if we're going to get into any altercations, but one of our friends, you know who I'm talking about, had a crazy altercation this weekend. He had done I don't want to say his name because the cops and all that, they're because he got arrested. But he had done a gig and he was paid his money, so he was going to deposit it in the bank. And it was about $300-$400.
Was he paid like a check or
no, he was paid cash?
And he's depositing cash.
Look,
who the fuck deposits cash?
I do.
Well,
because he has to pay his bills.
But don't never deposit like I never work under the table. I never fucking, I declare everything. But if you give me cash, no one's ever going to find out about it.
Oh, then I don't deposit cash either.
Yeah. No, never deposit cash.
Yeah, okay. I've never deposited cash.
Well, listen to this, because he didn't get the chance to deposit his cash. He's going to deposit his cash, and a local crackhead.
Oh.
A local crackhead was trying to seduce him.
A lady crackhead?
Yeah, a hideous lady crackhead.
One of these sexy lady crackheads.
Sri Lankan crackhead.
Sri Lankan crackhead was telling him, like, where are you going? No, what do you mean deposit money? Just come with me. We'll hang out. We'll smoke some crack.
Yeah.
We'll eat. We'll fuck.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, here's an idea. How about you get the fuck away from me?
Yeah.
He's like, no, come on. So she's getting really close. And he's like, yo, get the fuck off me. Like, you're a crackhead.
I've had crackhead prostitutes try to seduce me.
Yeah.
But they've never mentioned the word crack in the seduction.
Oh, no.
They're always like, hey, I can suck your dick for money.
No, she mentioned sex, crack, and food.
So that means that she was like, this guy, I can get him. He's in my league.
Oh, she thought I have this. This is in the bag.
This is a done deal.
So then what happens is she's so close to him. No, she took the money from his pocket, all the cash. She pickpocketed.
She was a pickpocket crackhead.
So he just turns around, tries to, and realizes, he's like, oh no, this fucking whore. So he turns around. He's like, whore, give me my money. She's like, what? She's trying to hide it, but she's just clenching it in her fist. So he's like, give my fucking money. She won't stop. So he fucking punches her in the face. Knocks her down. He's like, give my money. She's like, no, she won't give it. So he starts kicking her in the head. And then like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he broke his toe. His toe, he became black. Like he broke his toe on her head.
Yeah.
So he's, and then he's punching her. He jumps on her. He's like, give me the fucking money, you stupid whore. But the problem is, a woke couple was walking by.
Okay.
Stop beating your girlfriend, man.
Well, so they thought she was in his league too.
But then when he's yelling whore, then they're like, oh shit, I think it's a pimp beating his hooker.
Oh shit.
So they call the cops and he's kicking her in the head and she still won't let go of the money. She's very, it's crackheads have crackheads.
Dude, they're
I'm not a snitch, but if I saw a dude kicking someone, I'd definitely call the cops and try to intervene.
Look, I would first ask questions. I would ask the question we should all ask. Hey, bro, what did she do? Yeah. So he's kicking her, and she's not. She has the crackhead strength. Crackhead's very powerful.
And she was holding up. And here's
for dear life.
This is how stupid she is. If you're going to be a pickpocket, like pick hide someone's it. Pocket that isn't going to be looking for his wallet 1 second later.
Yeah.
He's at the ATM.
Yeah.
So after he talks to her, he's going to put his, and he'll be like, wait a second. I don't have my wallet. Wait a second. I don't have $300.
Yeah. So then it was easy to find her, and she's holding it.
Yeah.
So what he should have done, since he was already kicking their head. I'm not saying you should beat people up.
He should have beaten them up.
Since he was kicking her in the head, what he should have done is started stomping on her hand, break it, and take your money.
Yeah.
He did the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, if you told me this guy beat up a woman, I'd be like, he fucking punched her in the face? No, he hit her hand. I'd be like, oh, that's not beating up.
Yeah, even though it's still
rough. He's reprimanding.
Yeah,
because it's like for real. It is more violent stepping on someone's hand than kicking them, but it seems less violent.
It seems less violent.
Yeah.
So he's beating the shit. But then this woke couple wouldn't stop. You can't do that, man. You know?
She has my fucking money.
Yeah, so then he turns around and goes, you shut the fuck up. She has my fucking money. Give my money, whore. So then they're like, oh, it's a pimp. So they call the cops thinking he's a pimp and he's beating up his hooker. So then they're calling the cops. It's like, the cops are coming, man. You know, they're being all fucking woke. Like, you can't do that. It's 2022. Hookers have rights.
And can't run away. Like, once you're in there, because
he's already committed. Stole,
yeah.
He broke his toe already. He kicked her in the head.
He dragged her into the street by the hair.
He committed. He full committed. So he knew. He's like, I committed. So then what happens is they wouldn't stop yapping. So he turns around the woke up. He goes, you shut the fuck up, you fucking hippies. But by doing that, The fucking crack is like, see?
Like
a ran away.
Like a goblin.
He's like, fuck. He goes, I lost the goddamn goblin. So then they're like, the cops. So he's like, I'll wait for the cops. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, whatever. So the cops showed up to arrest him because like he beat. And then he's like, yeah, I beat the shit of a crackhead. But find me the crackhead. The crackhead stole my money. If you find the crackhead that wants to press charges on me, take my money from her and give me the money first. So the cops are just like, we're tired of arresting you. Like, I think we've been arresting you once a month for random shit. This doesn't even make any sense. And they know. They even know the crackhead. They're like, all right, if we find her, we'll try to get your money back. Like, did you beat her up a lot? He's like, yeah, I broke my toe. So then he had to go to the hospital. He was in the hospital for 2 days because you wait.
What a great answer to tell the cops that you beat her up a lot. Yeah, I broke my toe.
God damn.
So because of those stupid woke people that wouldn't mind their business, he didn't get his money back.
Fucking, let's all blame the woke for this incident. It's all the woke's fault. He has nothing to do with it. but I'm like, this is this is me blaming him. But if I have this weird crack whore lady near me, And I'll make sure that she can't touch me to take anything out of my pockets or my hands.
Yeah, the only time I've ever physically touched a crackhead was a lady on JT, on Jotano, years ago. I had a cross on, but it was a wooden cross. But she was talking to me, and I was like, okay, you know, you're trying to avoid the crackheads. And she put her hands up and grabbed it. She was holding it tight like this. I grabbed her hand, and I go, get the fuck off, like that. Get the fuck off me. You know, like, what the fuck? It was weird.
Yeah.
She was just holding it like tight and I was like, squeezed and I pushed her. Get the fuck off me, man.
Yeah.
Psychopath, don't touch me.
I've always been good with crack people because I always find distractions. Like one time I was doing a show, first TV show I ever did in Quebec. I was hosting a thing called Les Nuits Blanches. Hydro-Québec has a festival, Les Nuits Blanches, that it's advertising for electricity, which is fucking weird.
Isn't Nuit Blanche where people go and take drugs and they party all night?
Yeah, it's kind of that. It's because in the old days, Hydro-Québec used to sponsor a lot of festivals. And all of the festivals, it's the same person that owns all of them except for Just for Laughs. So Hydro-Québec had told the jazz people they were like, we're not sponsoring you guys anymore. And they're like, why not? And they go, nah, we'd only sponsor a festival that has something to do with electricity.
I gotta say one thing. Isn't that a little weird that Hydro-Québec said, we're not sponsoring the jazz festival, which is mostly black.
Yeah.
We're doing this other white night festival. The night is white. Night is white.
Too many black. We're not.
That's the little, most suspicious thing I ever heard in my life.
Is your, a little
your Atlanta festival.
Yeah.
Getting the fuck out of Atlanta. We're going to fucking Connecticut.
We can't sponsor the jazz festival. What are you sponsoring? White night.
No, but they the people that have the jazz fest also have Les Francopholies, and they have a couple of other
music festivals.
Yeah, Hydro was like, okay, we're out of all your festivals, and they didn't want to lose them, so they were like, okay, what can we do? And they were like, find a festival that has to do with electricity. So they started Les Nuits Blanches,
the
like
white night,
and this is so stupid. Hydro-Québec, they spend millions a year telling people, don't fucking use too much electricity, don't waste it's bad for the environment. And then 1 week a year, the whole fucking city of Montreal
gets lit up.
Bright white. It's fucking crazy.
I never knew they did that.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen the city be all bright white or whatever.
Yeah. So they only do it, like, in this neighborhood, like the Quartier des Spectacles. But the first year they were doing it, they had asked me to host a thing on French TV, like, at 2 in the morning, like some fucking
like
shit.
Like a telethon?
No, it was almost like a JFL gala. But at 2 in the morning, so you could, and the way they sold it to me, and I was young, like I was in my 20s, they were like, you can be as dirty as you want, because it's 2 in the morning.
Nobody cares,
going to listen. So I'm hosting this thing, and this fucking lady is in the front, and she's dancing in front of me as I'm doing stand-up. And you got rhythm when you talk. Yeah, it's this little native woman dancing, and then whenever I, like, if I'd get an applause break or something, like when I wasn't talking, she'd yell, "Sing Elvis." She thought I was a singer. And she thought my whole thing was just a long-ass intro to my first song.
No.
So then,
that's amazing.
So it's fucking weird. And then, but I'm having fun with her because she's a fucking train wreck. And then she comes on stage. And during one of the comics. So the comic is on stage and she's on stage. And I'm like, okay, I got this. So I went back on stage and I said, okay, he's going to finish his set in a couple minutes. Then I looked at the lady and I was like, I had a beer in my hand. I was like. I was attracting her like you fucking do.
Cats.
For, yeah. I was like. And then she followed the beer. And then I got her off stage.
That's the greatest thing ever.
I handed the beer to the security guy and the lady just left.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Just I've had a lot of, like, I haven't had those people in a while that come and are fucking fucked up. This week, though, when we're doing Susie Kut at the Baldan, the second show, I don't know what happened. There was a lot of like, I don't know. There was drugs and alcohol involved, but a lot of weirdos. There was a guy in the front. I start out and I'm talking and I just hear, "It's him." Like, "I love you," but just fucked up. And I look over and it's a guy hiding behind. There's the like a pole and he's just hiding. And then he pops out one eye and he goes, "Damn!" And I see his hat is written "fuck," and I'm like, "Oh fuck!" And I was talking about homeless people, so I was like, "Is this a homeless guy?" But then I was like, "To get tickets, you need to be a Patreon.
You got internet.
There are too many levels for a homeless guy." But then we're doing the podcast, and he starts making paper airplanes. I think he was writing notes to me, And he's sending paper airplanes.
This is amazing.
And then and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And they told me, I didn't, because he was like, it's dark and I couldn't see him. But apparently he had like a big bag that you're not sure if it's a rifle bag or like a guitar case.
Why did they let him in?
I have no idea. It's because it's the new Bordel and new security. So, and then they were like, and apparently the whole podcast, he never looked at the podcast. He was just staring at people. And
holy
then they were like,
God shit.
Damn, this fucker, is he going to shoot everyone?
Yo, the, and they so let him in?
Yeah, but so, I didn't care because he loves me. So he can shoot them. I don't care.
The new security needs to turn into the old security that got fired. Like, yeah. God damn.
Holy shit.
And then there was another guy, but he left after like 20 minutes. I guess because there was no one that was shootable. But there was another guy, very drunk, and he tried to stand up and fell over. So I made fun of him. And then he was like, argh! Then I don't. He just said, merci. Thank you, Martin Matt. He called me Martin Matt. It's one of the French comics. And I was like, okay, this fucking guy has been sitting here for 20 minutes. He thanked Martin Matt. I'm not Martin Matt. The two people I was with weren't Martin Matt.
He wasn't even in the building.
Yeah, he's not even in the building. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this used to be just a podcast where people came, we drank a little, we had fun. But I think, like, shitty drugs got mixed into the...
And we had this conversation last week that the drugs got worse because of the pandemic. They started being all local.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently we don't know how to make drugs.
I don't trust... I'm not a drug guy, but if I'm going to use a powder... I want something from Colombia. Mm. I don't want some fucking piece of shit in Chateauguay who's like, I have a recipe.
Yeah. I went on the dark web. I read all about it. I know how to do this.
Yeah.
Gave me some bleach.
Yeah.
Gasoline. Yeah. Do you know what goes into cocaine making?
No.
I think we spoke about this.
I don't know all the details. I assume they
a lot of murder.
Gasoline.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of documentaries. Murder?
Some rape,
plant rape, murder.
A lot of bribing goes into it.
But like it gets mixed with like gasoline,
battery
acid, like shit like that.
Jesus Christ!
And some lemon.
Yeah,
I made that up by the way.
I mean, you gotta have the lemon.
Yeah.
Like a salt bay.
Yeah.
I get that though, because I'm vegan, so I eat a lot of shit that has a weird aftertaste, and lemon gets rid of the aftertaste, so it's probably to get rid of the battery acid.
That's what it is. Did you have battery acid? I did. I really can't smell it or taste it. The lemon.
Yeah.
Wow. I was using lime like a fucking retard.
Is this gasoline or paprika?
Fuck. Yeah.
Almost fell.
You almost fell over.
Yeah.
Fucking
crackhead. Because I don't know. I understand the thing on this chair. I don't know. I guess I'm too heavy for it, and it like unlocks.
Well, besides, I started doing stand up.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, that's true.
I did the Sunday.
Sunday, two shows.
Two shows.
Like Sunday. A real fucking comic.
Two shows Sunday. Yeah. So it's the beginning. You know, he's going to learn it. But the funniest thing that happened was he forgot on his first set his punchline at one point and panicked on stage. But the best part about it is,
I didn't panic that much.
You visibly panicked, but the best... I don't know why you're getting mad. You panicked.
No,
I'm not even trying to exaggerate. He panicked, but the funny part is that the story is not something like elaborate he had to make up.
Yeah, you're not a liner guy.
It was his life. Liner guy. So it made me laugh so much that he just froze. Like, and it's like, he looked around. He looked at the people. He's like, I forgot my punch.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh. Like, it's his life. It's his life. And it was something that had to do with being gay. I don't want to give it away because it's going to be a very good joke. So then he's like, he panics. Like, hold on a second, guys. He pulls out his phone, looks at his notes. He's like, oh, yeah. And it, in short terms, basically, like, so I'm not gay. And then he continues. But it made it funnier to me because I'm like, if we can work it, he can actually pretend that he forgets it, and it'll make the joke even funnier because people will be like, how do you forget that, bro?
Yeah.
Like, it makes it even more hilarious. So by accident, he may have created his, like, closing bit.
Yeah. Did I tell you the story? The first time I did a English show in France, they had some guy open for me, and... like the guy had worked a little in England, but for some reason he thought I was famous in France and I wasn't. Okay. And I was doing it in English. So even if I was famous in France, I'm doing it in English
in front of
expats. So he's like, I wrote 20 minutes. I'm roasting you before. It's going to be hilarious. But it's not a roast. It's just like inside jokes about me in front of fucking
people who don't know you,
Brits that don't know who I am, and fucking people from New Zealand that are in Paris.
You know how Mike is, right, guys? Like,
and
who?
And he's doing jokes about, you know, Mike, he likes to drink a little. And people are like, who's Mike? They have no idea who he is. So he does one joke, doesn't work, two jokes, three. And then after like five jokes, people are talking. And he's like, he's got a guitar around his neck because he's going to close with the song.
Oh, so he's a serious comic. Okay.
So the whole time he's got the guitar around his neck. And then he's in the middle of a joke about me, you know, some inside joke. And then he goes, I give up. I give up the comedy. I stopped doing this. And then people lost their shit because it's hilarious. And then people are like, what? Fucking laughing. He's like, no, this is too hard. This is too hard. I can't do this. And people are just laughing. And then, but since he got a huge laugh, he was like, okay, I do this. And then he did a song and the song bombed. But I told him, I was like, that should be your hook. You should, when you do shows in English, do like, don't do eight jokes about me, but just do one or two jokes that don't really work and then give up. I was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Someone like actually giving up on a dream that he's had since he was little.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah.
Because him, it didn't feel like it just the panic, like people laughed a bit because you're like, is this a joke? But because...
Can I recreate it?
No. Because you're going to fuck it up and you're going to ruin your joke. I don't want people to hear it.
I wouldn't say the joke.
So, but you want to recreate what you felt?
Yeah, my reaction.
Okay. So, but the good thing is that I don't think he even noticed when he said it because then people laughed, right? But I don't think he got why they laughed. But the reason why they laughed was because it was... Like, how do you forget absurd, that?
I did understand. And I said it very nonchalant at the end. Yes.
But if we work it and he does it like properly, like, bro, it's going to be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That's what I told him, though. A lot of his jokes, since they're stories, he should start with a word like that.
What we're going to do is I'm going to help him. We're going to sit down because now I know the jokes that he does, like the 5 minutes. I'm going to rewrite it with him so that they're structured as jokes so that he hides the punchline and all that. And then I have some jokes that are good that I don't use. I haven't used in 10 years or whatever that are they're evergreen, right? They're jokes about stuff. I'm going to give them to him. He's going to say them properly so that he has some stuff to throw in short one singers. Mm. And we're going to build him a nice 10 minutes. And then he'll be more comfortable at practicing, and then he'll be writing.
Because there's one thing that I think could be funny with him is if he had a set list and if he started all his jokes like that. So I'm not gay, and then he has a story like
he says it out loud.
Yeah, and there's just okay. So yeah, so I didn't like sucking that guy's penis.
Yeah, like that.
Ah, okay. Yeah. There's something there.
There's something hilarious because they're not sure where the buffoonery ends and the comedy begins.
Yeah.
It's we can have fun with it.
You're not a stand-up, you're a reality show.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, there's something there.
Yeah.
But it was funny just to see that because I thought he was and he's looking around, he's like, I forgot my punch.
can I recreate it for you, Mike? Because it was so funny because I'm all normal. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because in my head, I'm like, oh, I got the hang of this. And I'm just going, I'm going. I freeze. I go, fuck, I forgot my punchline. And everyone just laughed. And they were like, what?
You know what that happened, though? It's because you got too confident.
Yeah.
Because you can't get the hang of something your second time.
Yeah. I tried to explain to him.
But that's always been my issue in my life. I get cocky.
Before every set, I would talk to him. I would give him a pep talk and be like, bro, what matters is you go up there, you say the words, you get comfortable. None of the rest matters. Don't panic. As long as you're getting him out there and you're comfortable, that's what matters. I'm trying to get him to focus just on doing the action instead of getting overconfident. Because then he's going to lose it.
Yeah.
So, but he gets cocky quick.
Yeah.
But comedy is the best equalizer.
Yeah.
Because the more cocky he gets, the worse he's going
to
do.
Yeah. But also the way I prevent that is I focus on speaking into the mic properly.
Yeah.
Because I've done so many podcasts, I'm actually listening to myself a lot of time to just get the...
From the speakers.
You know, get the from the speakers You've to the them. Monitors just to get like my jokes out and stuff to do it properly for people as well. So I focus on that and I feel like it goes better when I focus on that.
It's going to be fun though. I'm going to help him tighten a nice 10.
Yeah. I think that's the worst thing a comic can do, though, is focus on
himself,
on the microphone and the sound.
He's going to
go, okay, I shouldn't be in the moment.
Never mind.
I should be like, all right, everyone's yelling boo, but I can, this is perfect. All right, okay.
That's what I'm saying about taking your time.
Equalized.
Yeah.
They're booing me, but It's because it sounds so good. If it didn't sound good, they wouldn't be able to hear me.
They wouldn't hear all the fucking garbage I'm spewing.
He's going to get better.
Yeah.
But I had fun. I had a lot of fun.
That's the good thing.
Yes. Very positive. I had a lot of fun. People had a good time.
Yeah, it was Sunday night.
So
it was two
you
shows.
Did two shows. You did the first show in the gay village at that the hostel.
Yeah.
No, there are no gay people in that hostel, right?
I think there was gay people.
I don't know. I have no clue,
I think they're from Sweden, and it's hard to tell.
There was a German.
You're like, is that a Swede?
There, there was one German. There was an Israeli. I made jokes about them. They were good girls. A lot of friends.
I think this is just me, a fucking horrible stereotype. But gays that travel in style and with money. I don't imagine gays going to a hostel.
Yeah.
The only people that go to hostels are people that can't afford to travel but still travel.
Yeah.
But then again, hostels would be the perfect gay environment for gay people. Like they're all sleeping together.
Gays don't like hostility.
You can you can fuck a dude
anywhere.
At the Four Seasons.
Yeah, you know that you're allowed.
But it's like surprise orgy. Surprise! Like
you're allowed
just
to have,
all of a sudden.
You're allowed
that's
to have gay
rape.
Sex.
Surprise orgy is rape.
Yeah. That's a gang rape. You described a gang rape.
Oh, okay, that's obvious.
A surprise orgy is a gang rape. But yeah, it's no longer illegal to have gay sex. They could do it anywhere.
No, I know, but like it's kind of like I don't know.
But it's just a shitty hotel. Why wouldn't they just do that at a good hotel?
Yeah, a bad hotel is better than a hostel.
Yeah.
Like a 2-star hotel, you can get a 2-star hotel in Montreal for like $58. Why wouldn't you spend like a fucking?
I got a thought the other day. How come? When you say you call people fag or whatever, they call you homophobic, and like, it's just because you're a closet homosexual.
What's the deal?
But then when you call people retard,
I think you are a closet retard.
Yeah. Everyone
it's
knows.
It's not
overtly closeted retard.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, oh, he's retardophobic. He must be.
My nephew got a shock going down the streets of Park X in the middle of broad daylight.
Okay.
There was just two gay guys, an interracial gay guy couple just destroying it. Just one guy destroying the other guy's asshole in the lane.
God damn.
Yeah, in broad daylight. Yeah.
In an alleyway?
The lane, and then their balcony was on it, and they were just in the balcony's low.
Just
and they're
banging.
Just broad daylight. People walking by, driving. But destroying, apparently.
For the record, I believe even regular couples shouldn't, especially like there was a park across the street.
Hold on a second. You're putting stuff that never happened. Yeah. I didn't say that the problem is that they're gay. The story
what you heard with him was like, he was saying, look, if it was a guy banging a chick,
Jesus
said it.
I said,
in
what happened?
In the Bible.
Yeah.
John, we know that John 3:16, John 3:18 is Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
What I said was, that's what happened. It was two dudes. Yeah. If it was a guy banging a girl, I would have had the same reaction.
Yeah. No, obviously. No, but in case somebody listening.
No, you're the only one. You're the only one who thought that.
Yeah. You're the only closet retard that listens to this show.
Yeah, that's what he saw.
Yeah, that's a fucking welcome to Montreal.
And then he even said, he goes, God damn, like I know there's like a lot of crackheads and stuff. And all. I goes, I could deal with the crackheads better than this. He goes, this is insane. He goes, I never thought I'd stop people banging in broad daylight. Yeah, welcome to the city, boy.
Yeah. In the summer, when I first moved into my apartment building, I would leave the windows open because I didn't have like a fan. Or I think I only had a fan, but no AC.
Yeah. And you had us, though. We're
and
your biggest fan.
Yes, yes. And in the middle of the night, bro, sometimes I'm trying to sleep and I just hear people banging. Bro, like just moaning fucking loud from all over the world. I'm like, bro,
get them out of my house.
So then, like, I would make it a point when I had a girl over to just go ham and leave my windows open and just fucking, and she's moaning really loud.
No! And then they're all trying to find me. We call cops. We don't know where to send them.
Go fuck yourself.
I've never heard my neighbors fuck. I've never had neighbors.
I've heard my neighbors fuck.
Because most people have self-respect. So.
No, I've heard my neighbors fuck. Like, I remember on Bloomfield, one time upstairs, I had neighbors there for a while that.
Oh, I remember this.
The bedroom was on top. And do you remember the time when you went up there too? They would do some weird shit. But one time it was like one of the roommates, I guess. So it was a couple that was living there. And then they had a roommate that came in, the guy that you saw when you were the fat guy.
Oh, no, me, it was not a fat. It was a skinny guy with like a ponytail.
Okay, that was his place. The roommate that moved in later was a fatter guy with a beard, like a guy who would just be there all day listening to music. Like he didn't have a job. Okay. I guess they let him in. And then somehow, I guess he tricked the guy to convince him. And he started banging the other guy's girlfriend with him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so there were, because the craziest
thing. So the guy wasn't paying rent. And what a fucking dummy letting someone live with you and fuck your
girl. I had
girl.
To go up one night because it was so, but I couldn't sleep. It was, you could hear them even if I closed the windows. It wasn't just outside from the balcony, the window, because it was one floor up. I could even hear them through the walls. Like, nah. So I go, like, I can't.
And there was another apartment between you.
No.
Yeah, there was.
It was me and then them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't it when I intervened on top?
Yeah, that was me and then them.
No, there's three floors. There was one.
Exactly. Floor. I'm in the middle. And then there's one on top of me. There's one below
me. Oh, you are
me.
In the middle. I forgot. I forgot. I'm sorry.
So anyways. So I go up. And I fucking bang. It was 4 in the morning. And I go, hey, what the fuck? And they open up. And it was literally like a movie. It was the guys in robes sweating. And then the chick in the back.
Was the chick hot?
I could barely. I never got a good look at the chick. But I doubt it.
Okay.
And then it was like, what the fuck? They're patting it. I go, stop this fucking shit. Are you guys fucking crazy? It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. I was yelling at them. Like, oh, excuse. They were freaking out. They went ham. They were yelling, screaming. Yeah. They're doing crazy shit. Yeah.
Fuck. But I remember one time when I intervened, I think they got really scared and they didn't make noise for like 3 months.
Yeah, they hadn't made noise
that.
For months after when he went up. He went up in a suit.
Yeah.
He's like, if I have to fucking come down here and I got to bring my associate, you're not going to like him.
Fuck. I did a thing like that once. My neighbor, it wasn't for fucking, but I had a neighbor who was a journalist for TQS, you know, the TV network. And he used to always fucking have these parties that were super loud and super annoying. And I didn't really mind, but my girl was always like, fucking music. And if your girl doesn't mind, like, I don't care if there's noise. I block it out. But when she's like, fuck, it annoys me, then it starts annoying me for her. So I was like, these motherfuckers. And then I just fucking bang on the wall. And then I hear like fucking like 8 guys come out. I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers want to try to intimidate me. And it was a little journalist guy and his 8 friends. And I used to have a BB gun. But a pistol. So I just opened the door and I was holding the gun like that. And then they all went like, man, we're going to lower the music.
The reverse Uno card.
Yeah.
He's going to intimidate me. Okay.
Okay, buddy. Okay, buddy.
And then we came to offer you some food.
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
But then after Marie was like, fuck, he's a journalist, though. Like, you can't pull out a gun in front of a journalist.
Yeah, you can.
And she's like, he's going to say it on the news. And I was like, I'm not famous enough yet.
Yeah, like, it's not a story.
It's not a story.
If my neighbor pulled a gun on me, it's a story.
Like, if I did that now in front of a French journalist, it's a story. But, and there wasn't social media, so there was nothing he could do. The thing that I loved about that is I became, like, Quebec famous, like, 2 or 3 years after. So I see this guy, and I was like, fuck, that guy is probably like, oh shit, Mike Ward could have killed me.
And he's like, this guy's a gangster. I think he fucking killed his way to the top.
And it wasn't even a real gun. It was just some stupid pellet gun.
Yeah, he didn't know that. Yeah. That's the best. They come to intimidate. As soon as the door opens, they're like, we've made a grave error.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Poseidon. Because when Poseidon went up there, he was suited up. It was in the middle of the night. And he started yelling at the guy. He goes, because Poseidon played it like as if it was his building.
Okay.
Yeah. And he goes, listen to me, you stupid motherfucker. If I hear one more. And I had the door open. I could hear him yelling at him. So I was laughing because he's like, if I get another complaint because of you. You ever hear headphones? The guy's like, yeah? You have headphones? Yeah. Fucking use them.
Yeah.
One more fucking complaint. I'm coming with my associate and he doesn't like to talk like I like to talk. And the guy's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the guy was freaking out.
I was dying of laughter because it was the guy that moved in with them. It was the fat guy. Oh, no, you was the ponytail guy.
Yeah.
But it was the fat guy that was making most of the noise in the day. Right. So everyone shut up.
Yeah.
Everyone shut up. I didn't have problems in the day. I didn't have problems at night. Never.
Were they wearing headphones when they fucked?
I didn't hear a peep. You remember this? I didn't hear a peep for months. Like I had told him, I go, bro, this work. I didn't hear people for months. And they moved out after, and then the new people. My issue isn't even the music in the day; it's the bass.
Because
sometimes they'll pop the bass. Not now. Now it's I'm in another building. I can't hear anything, but the bass shakes everything. So the problem is, if you just put the max bass, I might not be able to hear the music, but I'm gonna hear. And that's what disturbs. So I sometimes I'll go, I'd be like, bro, keep the music at the same level. It's loud, but I can barely hear it. Just turn the fucking bass down.
But also, in my opinion, like, if you live in apartment buildings and everything, after a certain time, let's say, like,
you should know. 11, after 10, 11.
Like, after 10, 11, in my opinion, have some respect for everyone else you're living with.
Like, I'm a night person, and my place in Florida, after 10, I don't make any noise. No. I'm super quiet. But I always have neighbors that at 7 in the morning are fucking screaming at their kids, and they're like, it's daytime, we're okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, fuck. I wasn't fucking screaming at midnight. Shut the fuck up at 8.
Yeah.
I think 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Noon to, you should always scream in your apartment from 2 in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon. Like, I don't want to hear anyone yelling after supper time. I don't want to hear anyone yelling before lunch. So the afternoon.
So where I'm at now, I can't hear anything.
Okay.
You can murder someone next to me. I won't know. It's fucking amazing. I don't know if they're just really quiet, but I think it's the walls. The walls are thicker. So I don't hear, because sometimes in the hallway, if people are yelling or arguing, I could hear them.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get into my apartment, I can't hear anything. So it's fucking amazing for me.
Yeah, me too. It's weird. Like, when there's the guy on my floor that basically blasts CNN.
Oh, yeah, the CNN guy. Is he still doing it?
Yeah, he still does it.
Don't you have that retard that goes like, boom, boom.
That stopped.
Okay.
That stopped.
Did he drown?
I haven't.
Shouldn't you check up on him? Just check up on him.
God damn.
There's a dead body in that building.
He tried to take a bath.
Fuck, there's the floor above me now. I don't know who the fuck. I think somebody new moved in. Bro, I don't know what the fuck they drop. It's certain times. They're just dropping a ton of stuff.
Da. Yeah, that's
just, like, I'll
that's
be
what
sitting.
Upstairs neighbors
bro,
always
I
do.
I swear to God, I'll be sitting there and I hear, boom! Bro, is this guy dropping boulders? And I'm getting angry. Like, he'll drop it. Like, I go, if he does it one more time, I'm going to go up there. And he doesn't do it anymore. It's the weirdest fucking shit. But the CNN guy, he just blasts CNN. But it's weird. As soon as I enter my apartment, I can't hear it anymore.
No. But you hear in the hallway.
As soon as, sometimes I'll come home late. Like, it's midnight.
Yeah, remember, you've mentioned the CNN guy.
But he always blasts the news when we have, like, it's weird, when we have, like, a rise in cases or some shit.
He's only a CNN COVID guy.
He's
like fucking
So every time
Ukraine, get that garbage off.
So
I don't care.
So like you could hear his TV is close to his door. Okay. That is a lot, bro. It is a lot. Like, as soon as the elevator door opens,
maybe he's very old. He can't hear well.
Yeah, that's probably it.
But then why only certain?
What do you mean?
Like certain time? I don't know.
But if you're very old,
wait, hold on.
What
does the time have to do with what you're saying? I don't get it. Why only certain times? So does he say for Poseidon, I don't think he's 30. Why? He's only playing video games certain times. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Everything is at a certain time.
And I think that guy is very old, because if I was very old and there was a disease that only killed old people, I'd be scared shitless of that thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you make a good point. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
I don't think, like, there aren't any 23-year-old bodybuilders going, I gotta fucking find if there's a surge.
Yeah.
Is there a surge?
Yeah, you make an excellent point.
Just
I didn't
old
think
people.
About that.
Yeah.
Or he just, it's the channel he likes to keep it on.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Some people like background noise.
Yeah.
You know what I've been doing now for months to go to sleep? I have to put low volume, but I'll put a podcast on low volume. Yeah. And I put a timer to, like, in 30 minutes stop, and I'll go to sleep. Is that crazy?
No. I started doing the same thing, and it helps.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's wrong there. I should just want silence, but I want that little noise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's because you think too much.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Because if it's silent, then you start thinking. And the more you start thinking, the less you want to sleep.
That's true.
Yeah, I have the same issue. That's why I put the Roku in my room. I put the Roku and I'll play like a show or whatever. And then
Roku.
I pass out right away.
I like Roku. I like the word. Roku.
Yeah. Roku. But my neighbors probably hate me because sometimes when I play like Warzone.
No, you could have stopped talking after. Yeah. My hate neighbors me. Probably hate me. And we would have been like, yeah, they did.
Yeah. You can remove it probably. You can remove the question.
Because sometimes when we would play Warzone a lot,
you yell.
Alex and I. Yeah. Dude, sometimes like I'd get
caught. You didn't even know that was a video game. So that's why they hate you.
But like I'd get caught off guard. I get caught off guard in the game. Like, I'm exploring, trying to collect shit.
We're going to go on Twitch tonight live playing when I'm playing online. Because I invite him to my game.
And people just hear it's quiet, and they would just hear,
Just like super loud.
Actually, you know what? If somebody would just hear, the good thing they can't hear me because the stuff I say, like yesterday we were playing online. If you don't know what I'm doing, you can't make sense of it because no. I'm reacting to him and he's speaking in my ear. And weird shit is happening in this game. Like this fucking this chick came twice to invade my world. Twice. Yeah. She just comes in. And all I'm saying to him, I go, bro, who the fuck is this whore, bro? I don't even know her. Like, who is she? How did she get in here? He's trying to explain because I'm new to the game. He's like, she could just get in because...
Can she hear you when you say that? Or
no.
It's just
no, no, because we're in a party. If we weren't in a party, no.
I don't know if she can hear me, but I call her a whore all the time. I was like, who's this fucking... And we killed her twice because she came in twice.
Yeah.
I go, is this bitch coming here on purpose? He's like, no, it's just she has bad luck and she landed on us twice because we're online right now and we're doing this. And just the shit, I'm like, it's a fucking goblin. Fuck that. Like, it's just the stuff I'm saying, if somebody hears, like, okay, this guy's on drugs.
Yeah.
He's mental.
And imagine that girl, like, if she can hear you and she's like, I'm all alone. I'll go on the internet to play. Maybe I'll make friends. Who is this stupid whore?
God,
because I get so upset because I'm trying my best to learn because I don't have all the know-how, like besides comfortable. I stopped online gaming. I was just offline gaming for years, right? And I even stopped playing video games for a long time. So now when I go online, let's say I'll play eFootball, the soccer game, there's no chat. So I just go in, I face people and I leave. I don't have any interaction.
I fucking hate interacting with people I don't know.
But that's the why.
That's why I'd rather stay home and just play alone.
And I don't even realize. See, the one's like, we're getting invaded. I go, what are you talking about? You didn't see the message. There's invaders. And I go, who the fuck's invading? Like, I'm panicking. And he's like, this kitty puss puss fucking 9000 is it invading your world? I go, bro, fuck this whore. Where is this bitch? Where is she hiding? And then we find her. And he's like, stay back. I'll take care of this. And I'm getting mad. I go, fuck this bitch. And it's just two guys chasing a girl in a.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be super competitive. And it wasn't healthy for me. So I think if I'd play, I'd just try to like break little fucking like children.
Oh yeah,
I'd
yeah,
like you fucking loser, and then I'd just become this weird bully.
Oh, it like in the soccer game, it happens instantly where I start. I'm like, oh really? You try to do that on me? And I take it personal. But of course, the guy's trying to win, so he's trying to do tricks. But I go, oh yeah, that's what you're gonna motherfucker. And then I just take it too serious.
But the worst, the most toxic ever is Call of Duty lobbies. When, especially like the new ones towards the end,
Call of Duty lobby, is that worse than the like the tobacco lobby? Or?
Yeah, it's worse than the clan lobby. It's worse than the clan rallies.
Well,
it's literally just record yourself saying the N-word one time,
yeah.
Put it on repeat, and put on the microphone.
Yeah, basically,
and you're adding the same to the conversation.
Yeah, really? It's just
just people, and they're all white. They're all white.
Of course, they're all white.
Of course, they're all white.
Bro, they're just dropping the
so
N-word.
It's not my. There's never the word my.
There's no A. It's a hard R.
No, and it's dirty. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. You literally have, at some point you're like, okay, you're not even saying anything new. You have to mute it. Like, it's just the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically that's what it is at the end. And everyone's just calling you the N-word.
Yeah, and they're like, Pantelis, just stop it. I'm like, all right,
So it's all white people calling other whites the N-word.
Yeah, calling
and it's
everyone. Usually, children,
and
anyone.
Yeah,
it could be a woman.
Yeah. Children, I get it.
Children, I get it.
Teenage white boys.
Well, it could be a woman. She comes on, she's like, hey guys, let's pour here. Like, shut up, you dirty. It's all that. It's crazy.
You
get too anxious because it's only fun if you know, like if you have friends on there, so you laugh about it. But if you're alone, you're like, I just want to have some fun, and then everyone's just yelling racial epithets at you. You're like, all right, this is a bit much, guys.
Yell other racial?
No, that's
shit?
The only one that they choose for some reason.
Yeah, I try to diversify.
So like
I go
you add sand in front.
I go there and I share my knowledge.
But yeah,
my culture.
Let's say if you have like a Arabic name.
Yeah.
Like if your name is Ahmed.
They're probably going to call you a dirty Muslim,
terrorist,
this and that.
Yeah.
Like
at least they're mixing it up.
Yeah. Like I love to bully people, but now I sound like such a pussy, the difference, because other people are like, look at that dirty, and it would be like, oh, hello, Ahmed. Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Like now I sound like a pussy, because all the other ones, the kids are like, fuck that terrorist. And then they're like, oh, hello, Mo.
I'm like, oh, he's nice.
And then it's, don't be stupid, bro. Cover me. What are you fucking retarded? Cover me. So yeah, with me it's a lot of retard. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun online though. If you're playing, like I had fun with him yesterday. That's why I'm gonna play with him again tonight, and we're gonna stream it this time. Cause there's something fun about when you were young. you could, in the future, you're gonna be able to play online like a fantasy game. Yeah. So magic, all that stuff. I mean, like, yeah, it's like together. It's never really gonna be that good. Mm. And now it's perfect. It's, yeah, it's full. It's full HD. He comes into my game. We have all these spells. We can fight people. We talk live. Then the chat is clear as hell. Like, I have him in my ears. So there's a lot of fun. Like, yeah, it's stuff that you imagine when you were a kid, and now you could do it. Kids don't know how good they have it.
It's
now.
Like, yeah, the Lord of the Rings co-ops when I had growing up. Me, Legacy, and Teo, we would basically go to each other's houses.
And you play locally, but that's, yeah, the magic, yeah, now. Yeah. Is you're chilling at home.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, it's so it's basically, yeah, that, but online.
Yeah,
now.
I guess I'd like it because I remember when I was young, we used to play Halo.
Like, yeah,
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or we'd play the James Bond from Nintendo 64.
Yeah, 007. Like, GoldenEye.
You could hook up like a, I don't know if you could hook up with the N64 or it was just the one
Xbox
after.
Had the LAN people were using for Halo.
Yeah,
the N64 was local. Everyone would play four players. GoldenEye was fun.
Oh, so maybe, yeah, we only played four players, but we had a setup. There was four different TVs.
You could do that.
That you couldn't see the other people.
Oh, that's the best.
So
that's
felt like.
Halo people would do that a lot. They would have LAN parties, they called them.
Yeah.
And they would have their own
Counter-Strike
tournament. Yeah. Like, those, like right now, I didn't even want to get that game. The Elden Ring, it's the hot game that everyone's playing. Because it was too divot and it fucking annoyed me. But my feed, because I guess he would talk to me about a lot of this and that, my feed and everything. You know, YouTube has reels.
Yeah.
YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram started becoming all of that.
Okay.
So I was seeing, and then I was like, oh, there's some cool stuff. Like, they were shooting. I go, I don't know you could do that. They're like, these beams and stuff. I go, I want to do that. He's like, it's difficult, bro, but you can do it in the game. You can do whatever you want. It's a big game. And they kept pushing in my feed. And then I gave up. Last week, I was like, fuck it, I'm buying this game. And then I bought it, and I was very angry. Because early on, he told me after. Like, I went, the game started. You're low level. Yeah. I just took a right and I went into like one of the hardest spots. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. I was like, what the fuck? Why is it so hard? He's like, you're not supposed to be there. How'd you get in there? He's like, how'd you get there? He's like, isn't it blocked? Like, oh, I used the key.
It's weird that you chose the key though at the beginning.
Thank you.
Why is that weird?
And normally people pick something that'll help them. Like they'll pick the medallion that increases their health. Like, well, that's what I do.
I clear the key.
It's the best item.
I unlock,
but the key is unlocked shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can find
the other stuff runs out, right?
Where no,
you
no,
can't
no.
Run out of a key. Yeah.
No, it runs out though. As soon as you use the key, it disappears. Actually,
it did disappear. Okay. But they gave me like two.
Yeah, but the medallion stays. You equip it, and your health goes up by like in the
by
beginning
a lot.
Well, in the beginning, it's a lot. By the beginning, that's like a life or death.
Well, look, I didn't know because even when I created my guy, I told you I wanted to use magic, but I have some hippie. Some Arabian guy. I didn't even know what the hell's going on with this guy. He's like a belly dancer.
Oh, I told you I had to pick the astrologer.
You told me this after I picked it. Yeah. And why would I know that? I saw astrologer. I was like, I'm going to go around reading people's fucking
futures.
But
it says it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have an accurate description. This
why
is what it
would
does.
You pick to be an astrologer?
Astrologer. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm going to be online being like, your future looks grim. You should quit your job.
I want to live in a studio apartment. And okay. I want every first of the month to call my mom and go, I wish. Will get a real astrology is a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
I just need a bit of help
because always their descriptions are never accurate. They're always like, let's say you pick a warrior, it goes,
yeah, you picked warrior,
noble, whatever in the sands. It doesn't say like, all right, do this, you're gonna have this power. It doesn't say that.
Okay.
So instead, astrologer starts talking about the moons and stars. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I realize why you picked the warrior. Okay, I make sense now because the other magic wielder is a prisoner.
That didn't make
the
any
prisoner.
Sense.
Yeah. Who yeah, the would prisoner, want to be a prisoner?
Because they all have their backgrounds, basically.
Is the one called the bottom? I want to get sodomized.
The
in
prisoner
this game.
Had one of that. I want to get fucked. The prisoner had one of those things on his neck. Like he's, I was like, why would I want that?
Well, because the prisoner, the whole thing, he's like, he was apparently of like royalty and shit, and then he got in prison, and he knew all
but
the arcane spells.
They should say that. They should say that.
They
prince,
do. They do.
The prince that
yeah. Look, prisoner is a starting class. Hold on.
Going through a
but
rough
that's,
patch.
Yeah, yeah, going through. But that's not what they tell you when you're picking them.
Yeah, it's yeah, it does. If you press on
if
details,
you read everything.
It goes a prisoner bound in an iron mask, studied in glenstone sorcery, having lived among the elite prior to sentencing.
That's it. Oh, that's not me. Yeah.
Glenstone, but as soon as he says
call him
Glenstone
the
sorcery,
elite prisoner.
Who the fuck is Glenstone? I don't even know him. Yeah. I know the Flintstone.
No, Glen. Go fuck yourself. Like, look, the astrologer. The description is a scholar who reads fate in the stars, heir to the school of Glenstone sorcery. That's the magic.
So
I don't
in the
like
game. That they assume that you know all the lore.
Yeah.
There's a guy, this giant guy with an axe and shit. He gets mad. Like, I walk in, he's like a boss, and he's talking shit. I was like, bro, I don't even know you. Like, I never met you. I literally just walked in. He's like, you son of a bitch. Like, I don't know who the fuck you are. Like, I think you have the wrong. I think you want to fight Poseidon.
Like,
he has history.
I started off with the Vagabond.
You are kind of a Vagabond.
So you picked Vagabond?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, that's kind of like a homeless man.
Well, it's basically a knight that was.
It's a homeless man.
It's
that
not a prisoner. I'm free.
A knight exiled travel from their homeland to wander, a solid armor-clad origin.
A vagabond is someone that travels from place to place, but as a homeless person.
Yeah,
that's right?
Yeah. Well, he's a vagabond knight.
So one day he's dreaming of becoming a gypsy.
That's basically what you did.
Yeah. Well, a vagabond knight, so a homeless knight, basically.
A homeless knight.
Which perfectly describes me for some weird reason. Yeah. A homeless knight.
Yeah, that never takes flight.
So you were talking about your shows. You mentioned the first show. How did the second show go?
The second one, I was more comfortable already.
Yeah. Okay.
And less nervous. But what's funny...
How was the sound, though?
That was good.
It's a small room because we were at the third floor, the second, which I think is going to become fun this summer. It's Josh Shapiro's running that room. Sid started and all that. So it's nice to have this many rooms, but it's good because it's upstairs from Stogie's.
Okay.
So you're on Crescent. There's stuff happening. You go hang out around outside, go up, do your set, come back down and just chill with everyone. There's a nice little green room. And he told me this. I never met them, but the owners, apparently the Greeksters, and they wanted to work as a comedy club. So they invested. Shit. They're going to make some more renovations. They gave him carte blanche. They're actually doing what you're supposed to do if you want a business to run, is in the first few months, take a hit and try to build it.
Is this a room that used to be, like the Comedy Nest was on Crescent?
Yeah, no,
like
this one was a closet.
Okay.
And then they redid it.
How big is it?
It's very small. They're going to try to
expand. Like 80?
No, smaller than 80 50? Right now. Less, maybe 30.
Yeah. Which sounds bad, but it's perfect to build the room. Perfect because it's easy to fill.
And once they break the back, it'll go further out. You get 50, maybe 80. Okay. But they have a little green room. But what he set up is he has a Blackmagic camera, so you could record your set. Mm. It's in the back. It's recorded live, so if you want, he sends it to you. There's also only you could see it, but they put up the screen with a timer, so you could know when you're on stage,
how long
you're doing. You can ask; they'll reset it, and you'll know how long you're doing. So you can set up your. So there's little quality of like life stuff that they put in. So I haven't met the Greeksters, but I appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and they're probably when they heard that you were on, they probably were super happy.
I hope so. I hope because I'm trying my best to build to build it up because we need. A scene,
and now Montreal needs a good English comedy. Yeah.
But all these young guys are actually building it.
Yep.
So they're like the show he did, the M Bar, Gabriel Omasi and Amarez.
Yeah.
They started that room now. It was their first show. They start a podcast. They brought some of their podcast fans out. Everyone is working hard to make it possible. Sarah Quinn is back in town for a bit.
Yeah.
So she went on stage with us. Like everyone's trying hard to make a scene, to have actual fun places to do comedy. Here they're doing this is going to be a fun summer.
Yeah, we're going to start English shows here.
At the Bordel.
Yeah.
This is going
to
be a fucking...
Are you going to be... Because they asked you to organize those. Yeah. Are you going to host? Or...
I told them, look, I'll help organize. If you want me to host, I'll do whatever it takes to make it
to
work.
To make it work,
to make
it
work. I don't mind. I go, so whatever...
Because I think it's good to have a name to host.
So people come out.
Since it's not a huge room, but it's a big room.
Yeah. I'll do it, and Poseidon's going to be helping me out too. Together, we could book. We have enough people.
Yeah,
change it up every week. It'll be fun.
Excellent. Yeah, we're gonna have a we're gonna have a blast this summer.
Oh yeah, I can't wait till Atlanta.
Yo, that's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
But the second show went well, but I forgot a detail in the...
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget to tell people you weren't gay?
Yeah.
This time he said it, he forgot another detail that was hilarious because... He says a little detail, but it changes the entire complexion of the story.
Yeah.
So then when I went on after him, I comment on it. I go, it did, man. And then they realized, and they started laughing.
And I was in the background. I go, oh, fuck, I forgot to say that. Yeah. And then one of the other guys was just laughing.
What's the detail that you forgot?
Basically.
His age.
My age. The age that I did the thing.
The thing. Basically. Because when he did the thing, he was a child.
Yes. Okay.
But without putting context into it, it sounded like he did it now, which is... Basically, public masturbation.
Yeah,
you're thinking about you jerking off at your family.
Yeah, but the way he made it sound is like right now he's jerking off.
Yeah, I forgot to say the age, so it makes it seem like I go to family dinners.
Yeah,
and
a story of you 11 jerking off at your aunt's house is cute or charming.
Yeah,
you doing it now. Plus, you're only 27, but you look like you're
you
in
divorced.
Your mid-30s. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You look like you're fucking struggling to
pay child support.
God damn. I'm gonna be 29.
Oh,
you made
shit.
It.
Yeah.
God damn.
You made it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This is your golden year.
I'm becoming 30. How's this possible?
29 is the year I hated the most.
Really?
Yeah, because when you're younger, you always have these objectives. And you're like, okay, by the time I'm... And when you're young, you're fucking stupid. So you're like, okay, so I'm going to take my time. But by the time I'm 25, I'll be a millionaire. By the time I'm 30, I'll be worth $19 billion. And then you realize at 29...
I've done nothing.
Fuck, I've done nothing. And I'm 1 year away from being a fucking 30-year-old.
That happened to me at 27, though.
Okay.
Yeah, because me, I said the same thing in my head.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
I go to sleep and I'm like, I've done nothing with my life.
Yeah. It happens very often.
I felt like a failure all 29 to 30. And that was actually the best year. Like, that was the year that everything exploded for me. But I was like, I'm a goddamn failure. Because I had this stupid thing in my head. Of what success was
when I was younger. So do you think there's a chance that I'm not a failure?
Oh, you're definitely not a failure.
I still feel like a failure.
No, you're not a failure.
he said it so fatherly. You're not a failure, son. Look, you're an idiot, but you're not a failure.
Yeah.
Just get back up. Get back.
You're not
horse.
A failure. Your brother, though. It's gonna be rough for him. 29 is gonna be hard.
There's water coming out of his ears. Yeah, waterhead. So you wanted to tell us something about a DeLorean.
Yo, so DeLorean is making a comeback.
Oh, yes.
And it's actually, so do you guys know the history of the DeLorean?
Yeah, time-traveling device.
Yes. So it was being produced in the 1980s.
Invented by a doc and his young...
Doc Brown, yeah.
His young friend.
A little too young. Criminally young employee.
His young friend who ended up a little shaky.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go travel through time too much.
And because we're talking about crackheads and drugs. The owner of DeLorean, the guy that started the company, was John DeLorean.
John DeLorean.
Which he was like the playboy of the car industry at the time.
And
Can I get
like,
a water bottle, please?
Hmm?
Thank you.
He was like, should we build these cars in Detroit? No, let's go to fucking Northern Ireland. That's the best place.
Is that what he did?
That's where they built the cars in Northern Ireland.
Are the North Irish known for building cars?
They're known for drinking and fighting.
Well,
yeah.
And the body was designed by Italians. Like there was like it was like basically
it was a very cool car.
Yes,
run by a fucking weirdo.
The body was designed by Italians. What's with all this spaghetti in the doors?
That's why it wasn't a glove compartment. It was a thing to reheat your pasta.
Yeah.
You open that up, there was boiling water.
He's like, where's the trunk? What a trunk! It's a pizza oven, bro! You on the go, you make a nice margarita, you get there and you eat, you know?
But it was a mid-engine car, but there was a few issues. It was
mid-engine,
too heavy.
Mid-engine, so it was underneath?
No, it was in the middle of the car, like in the behind you, right behind you.
Okay, so isn't behind you the back?
No, because it wasn't at the back of the car, it was in the middle of the car.
Okay.
That's a weird place to put the engine.
So it was between...
But
a lot of sports
cars are like that.
And the engine is here?
Yeah.
Which is very safe for accidents.
And noisy.
No, it's not safe at all. Porsches are like that. Ferraris are like that.
Okay.
I know it was being sarcastic.
Go fuck yourself. I didn't know. I don't know cars. I'm not a car guy.
How retarded are you? I can't tell sarcasm.
Well, a Ferrari's actually for this, and I think it was a Lamborghini's. I think they made something where during an accident, if the sensors go off, if there's like latches and stuff that basically cut the part of the engine and the front of the car separates.
Oh, shit.
So it doesn't create any explosions.
You know what they should do? Have like those escape pods like they do for no, I don't think they're called.
Like ejector
seats? Yeah, ejector
seats.
You
know the problem with that? How you crash. Because what if you survived because you fell under, but then automatically it just kills you.
Holds
you on the
car. That's a good way to die. You're like, fuck, I'm safe. And then poof, you hit your head on some fucking...
Or you're under a bridge.
Yeah.
In a tunnel.
Yeah, there's some fuckery.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... And then he got investors to invest $175 million.
He got
million
into cocaine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then what happened was his car didn't deliver because there was a lot of problems with it. It was too heavy because it was a stainless steel body. And the engine was a weak engine. It was V6 with only 130
and
horsepower.
And it ran on Guinness beer.
Oh, that's an issue.
Yeah. So then he got caught trying to traffic la cocaína.
Yeah.
So was this all an elaborate ruse to become the world's biggest drug dealer, or he was just
selling
drugs on
the
side?
He was in
they
trouble.
Say it was
He was like, fuck, my business is gonna go under, and then he got an offer to, and he didn't even get an offer from a drug person. He got an offer from someone trying to set him up.
Yeah, it was the FBI or the CIA or something. And then what happened? It went to court. It was entrapment.
He used to be, I think he was VP of Chrysler or Ford or some bullshit.
Yeah,
like
he made, like, he was the youngest one at the time. Yeah. Like, he broke records and stuff. So
yeah,
he was
a real good car guy, not a businessman and a bit of a weirdo.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
So, is he out of jail now?
I think he's dead.
No, he's dead. He passed away in 2005, I think.
Yeah. Drug related.
Nah, I think just
I think
age.
It was ejector seat related.
Oh, yeah, he was testing new stuff.
But
he was in prison. Someone tried to sodomize him. He had an ejector seat.
Yeah, he ejected. I'm gonna eject that cock right out.
I'm going to eject off your dick.
And what happened was, So
did you memorize this guy's Wikipedia page?
No.
This is what it feels like.
No. He got arrested, and then finally,
he didn't ask the question. He just no, and he just continued.
No, I didn't memorize it, but I watched videos and stuff.
That's it. That's all he asked. Like,
I'm sorry. But yeah, so that happened. The company went belly up, but now. There's a revival because somebody bought the company for parts. And
another drug dealer?
No. Another gentleman. I forgot his name. He rebought the company.
He's from Colombia.
Yeah, just a
regular dude.
He's in an import exporting, so he could import and export these cars.
Just to refurbish the cars and make them run properly, and they added turbos and shit.
Oh, so it's not a new. They're just taking old DeLoreans, putting a new motor.
No, they did that from the 90s up until now. Okay. But now they're reviving the company as an electric car company. So the new DeLorean, it's called the DeLorean.
You know what? Why they did
revival
that?
Or
it's
some shit?
It's the Tesla Cybertruck looks like a DeLorean. So some guy was like, I can make that. So it's going to be a piece of shit car.
They should call the DeLorean Zap.
Well, there's a lot of hype around it because it's a sports car basically. It's gonna get 300 miles of autonomy, which is not bad.
Like 500 kilometers.
Yeah, which is not bad.
That's like what women get.
What?
I like that you laughed, but you clearly didn't get the
joke.
Yeah,
I didn't get it.
But you're like, oh, I'm gonna laugh.
So it has pretty good autonomy, but we don't know the power yet.
Okay, so it's a sports car, and the way they sold it was like, hey, 0 to 100 in how much time? 300 miles in autonomy.
But it's probably going to
But how fast is it? Look, it's got a fucking trunk in the back.
What about the speeds it can reach? Not important. These
it's
are questions.
It's a sports car. Yeah, who cares? Car.
Yeah. How fast can it go? It's sports speeds.
But
sports speeds. It goes faster than Usain Bolt.
I don't think it's going to be like the Tesla Roadster as fast as, because the Tesla Roadster is like 1.9 seconds, 0 to 100. I think it's going to be something around the 3-second mark.
Even the Cybertruck, the performance version, is 1.9 seconds.
Really?
Imagine a pickup. So you look like a fucking idiot going, I have a sports car. Is it as fast as that pickup truck? No.
Yeah, you
got it. But it's so fast. It's very fast.
Compared to what? I could beat that guy on a bike.
You see that guy in the Corolla?
I could
fucking beat him.
But you know who's going to... Collectors are going to buy this.
Collectors buy everything because they collect.
Yeah, because... And they know this is going to go bankrupt in the first month. So there's only going to be 13 cars ever made.
It's not easy.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But my favorite...
How much are they? Are they talking?
They didn't say the price. They're going to announce it May 31st.
How much did they pay you for this plug?
They didn't pay me anything.
And if you use the promo code DeLorean,
if you use the promo code Poseidon,
if you use the promo code Closet Retard,
you get your first month free. Yeah. So essentially, your lease is cost nothing because they're going bankrupt.
God, you
get to keep the car right after.
But my favorite DeLorean of all time that was rebuilt was the one that West Coast Customs did. Did you guys see this?
No.
You didn't see the West Coast Customs? Bro, no. It was fucking...
Okay, yes, I did that.
It means that much to you.
We're going to get aggressive. It was amazing.
Hey, you didn't see the West Coast Customs? Hold on, Mike. Podcast over. Are you fucking playing games right now?
Are you fucking...
So what do you do all day at home? I want to understand. For me, what do you do all day at home? You don't take this serious.
West Coast Customs is the people that were on Pimp My Ride?
Yeah.
I think so.
And then
they
changed them. They got the other ones because I found out behind the scenes shit on that show. There was a lot of fakery.
Oh,
People would drop their car. They would go take your car and they're like, we're going to pimp it up. And then you wouldn't have a car for 9-10 months.
God damn.
Yeah.
And I think they, even the cars, the condition, they would over exaggerate. They would like fuck them up more before they took the car in.
But they just put cool TVs in a car with 400,000 miles on it. So even though you're like, this is amazing, I have a pool table instead of a trunk, but it's an old piece of shit fucking 1984 Chevy.
But some of the gimmicks is, you feel like a rapist.
Yeah.
You're like, I got a disco ball back there, baby. There's a bed. But there's a condom dispenser. It's like, yeah, that's not romantic.
But the West Coast Customs DeLorean, they worked so well on it that it's worth $500,000.
Can it go to the future?
It cannot, no.
It's not a DeLorean.
$500,000. What's it look like?
So they did this.
That doesn't even look like a DeLorean at all anymore.
Basically, yeah.
It looks like a Maserati.
It looks like a Chevy.
And it still has the gullwing doors. Yeah. They made it orange. They made it in a way inside that it looks a little retro.
Retro,
but also timeless. Which the Bugattis are very good at doing.
I mean, how much does this cost?
$500,000.
G's?
Oh, US. $500,000.
$500,000 US, yeah.
So that's like $650
it's
Canadian.
It's expensive. Yeah. Like, if I had the money, maybe.
If I had 2 Chains bought it.
Obviously. He's got the money.
Fuck it, he had to sell one of his chains.
Yeah.
Now he's just chains.
He's just one chain. One chain.
Your chain. What? No, that's Lil Jon who used to say that. Yeah. Do you remember Lil Jon?
Yeah.
What happened to Lil Jon? What happened to what?
He became Big Jon.
What happened to him? Can you bring him up? I haven't heard that in so long. He used to be in every song. What? Yeah.
What happened to
and
Lil Jon?
And he became famous for everyone that never listened to hip-hop because of Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, making jokes, yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's true.
What happened to this guy? Yeah. He was amazing.
He lives in Alpharetta, Georgia, outside Atlanta.
Nice.
Fuck,
we're going to see him.
We might see him.
Yeah.
Yo, we should try to reach out, get Lil Jon to hang out with us.
Yeah, he's chilling.
Get an extra ticket for the PFL. Yeah,
get a Maserati.
He's retired. He's doing like a home improvement show now.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You can tell the TV is doing well. TV is doing well. If they're like, we need a renovation show. Let's get Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on Twitter. New episode of Lil Jon Wants to Do What Tonight?
What?
God damn. This guy's milking his fucking catchphrase like crazy. Yeah. Tonight at 7, watch What? Yeah. With Lil Jon, followed by Okay.
The negotiations must have been amazing. We're thinking of a new show.
What?
It's going to be Home Improvement. Okay. And like, you know what? That should be the name.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
But we should try to see if we can reach out. Get him an extra ticket and bring him to the PFL thing.
Yeah, we could do
he could come to our mansion, hang out.
Yeah. And we could do a 2 drink minimum.
We could bring some cameras.
Yeah.
Me, you, him, preach, Lil Jon.
Fucking renovate that mansion.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
We have the equipment to bring it on the road.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
This is, I was joking in the beginning, but now I'm going to.
Plus, we're flying first class, so we're allowed two
extra carry on stuff.
Yeah. Hey. Not carry on, but checked luggage.
Oh perfect. Shit. Yeah. Put the cameras and stuff.
Oh, fuck. God damn.
Well, us and Lil Jon, that'll be.
You know what? This finna be dope.
This finna be dope, yeah.
What?
Okay.
Plus, I got all the cameras from Suzuki.
The old ones.
The old ones that are still 4K.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
So we got three.
And
4K
we have the whole
cameras.
Unit. We have Jason there, Jan.
Yeah.
We could do a badass episode.
Yeah, we got Preach.
Yeah, we'd be actually idiots if we don't do a 2 drink minimum in Atlanta episode.
100% we should do one.
Even if we don't have a Lil Jon, us, Preach, Oli's probably going to be there. Yeah, we should do something.
Oh, 100%.
Like I was, I told you guys this before we went on air, that I was looking at mansions.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that one's too expensive. But if we're filming, we should rent like a crazy one.
Yeah, and we should do like a behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Poseidon in a hot tub.
Yo, we're gonna get all kinds of footage.
I'm gonna bring my swimsuit.
This is gonna be fun. This is gonna be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, look, but before you guys tune out today, remember that in July, in Montreal, there's a historic event that's happening. July 22nd at the Montreal Bell Center.
What?
In front of 22,000 people.
Okay. I was going to do the okay after the date.
Mike Ward, Susan Kuhn, live at the Bell Center, July 22nd, centrebrag.com is the website. Links are in the description. There's a few tickets left. Get some if you are bilingual. It is the largest live podcast to ever happen on planet Earth. somewhere else in the galaxy, they may have beaten us, but not on Earth. Those Martians.
Goddamn Martians.
Those Martians may have beaten us, but this is going to be the largest live podcast ever. It's going to be a crazy night. Mike has all kinds of fun little things planned. I know only a bit of it because he's still thinking. He's adding more stuff. And only the stuff that I know, I'm excited. I think it's super fun. I think it's elaborate. And I think you guys are going to have a good time. And those of you who miss out because tickets are so cheap, you're going to regret it. Michael Suzukut live at the Bell Center. Poseidon. TheePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheePoseidon69. Tonight, we're going to be on my Twitch, twitch.com. What is it? Pantels for Real with the number 4.
I think so, yeah.
Twitch.tv or whatever /Pantels for Real. We're going to be streaming Elden Ring.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantels for all of our patrons that love to get stuff early. They like to get exclusive content and they just like to support the Pantelis Nation, which is very close to the Aryan Nation. But not white. Most of them are foreigners. Do you ever notice that about our crowds? Yeah. We have like 2 Greeks.
I don't see color.
I like what you're playing. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you guys for checking this out and go fuck yourselves.
Okay.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.